Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The never-ending saga that is Kirk Cousins, it feels like, until we get some definitive. What it's going to go through the draft. It feels like interesting listening to what Mike Sando had to say there, Dan. Almost a very stark contrast from the conversation we had a few hours ago with D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
There's no tradable way. It's untradeable because, the Browns wouldn't give them a draft pick. You know, there's no trade that we can come up with that works. You know, they're not going to give them a seventh. I mean, that'd probably be about all you can get. Even if the Falcons agree to pay the contract, they already paid the contract. The problem is the Browns taking the hit number with moving with them. They've got to move with them. So, yeah, they're like, no, we're not taking, they can't take it on. There's no way to trade them.
I kind of feel like I'm stuck in the middle here of two factions. It's going to happen. It's destined to happen.
There's so much smoke around this, man. Like between Mike Sando, again, Diana Rossini saying how much, there's too much smoke here to ignore this. Like, down the line from there, there's so much smoke coming out of the national reporters. I'm kind of with D. Orlando, though, because every time I look at that contract, I go, how the hell are you going to trade this thing? Like, every time I look at it, that's what goes through my head.
And, you've got Albert Breer, who's, feels like that the Browns and Giants are leaning more towards positional players than A.R. Shedeur Sanders, which I'm totally fine with that. I have no. In fact, right. I think I'm leading the charge at this point. I think I'm pleading, please, Travis Hunter. I'll take Abdul Carter, okay, but give me Travis Hunter, 2-for-1. It's about maximum. You haven't had a first round pick in 3 years. You get 2 first rounders with 1 selection. You get a starting caliber wide receiver, potentially your new number one, and you get a starting caliber cornerback that you can put in your nickel and dime package so you don't run the kid into the ground playing Iron Man football.
Sure. I could get behind that. I think he's immensely talented.
You know what? That was not a sincere sure.
Here's my thing.
That was a sure of exasperation.
Because I am good if they go Abdul Carter at 2, I'll be good with it. If they go Travis Hunter at 2, I'll be good with it. If they trade down, draft Mason Graham, I'm good with it. Like, if they take Will Campbell, I'm good with it. I'm just basically don't take the QB at 2. Like, that's it. That's where my bar is. It's like, just avoid quarterback at 2. If you trade back up in the first round, if let's say Shedeur drops, great, I'm fine with it. Fine. If you decide to wait to 33, take your quarterback there, great. If you decide to take one in the third round, whether it's Riley Leonard, whether it's Jalen Milroe falls to there, great. That's where I am. I'm just, don't take a QB at 2 because I need a franchise pillar. I need a blue chip prospect, and I don't think the quarterbacks in this draft are blue chip prospects.
I feel like
outside of maybe Cam Ward.
I feel like you're stealing my bit.
What do you mean?
You sound exactly like me.
Well, we do talk once a week. That's how I feel.
That's kind of what I've been saying all offseason.
That's it. Like I need a blue chipper because right now I've got two blue chips on this roster. I have Denzel Ward and I've got Myles Garrett.
And neither one catch footballs and score touchdowns.
Correct. So I need another franchise pillar. So that's my thing with this draft of Andrew Berry. You need to walk out of here with a blue chipper and at least three starters.
So when you talk about franchise pillars, in my view, your cornerstones when you're doing your
correct
team building exercise here is pass rusher,
mm-hmm.
shutdown corner,
mm-hmm.
left tackle. They don't have that.
They don't have that.
Quarterback.
Yep.
They don't have that.
No, they're missing that.
Numero uno wide receiver.
I need to see it for
pseudo, I don't know, and look, Jerry Jeudy was fantastic last year. I don't know if he is, the pure, true number one, or if he's better suited to be, number two, right?
I need to see it for another year.
Again, I'm not trying to take away from what he did last year, because I thought he was fantastic, especially when Deshaun Watson wasn't throwing him footballs. But I feel like if you draft Travis Hunter, you get that. If you draft Travis Hunter, I think it makes trading Greg Newsom a little easier.
Right.
Right?
Which clearly they're not shy about having that one out there.
Well, notice nobody's biting.
Well, that's... But also, I mean, fifth-year option, all of that kind of stuff. You're right, though. You're right.
Right?
You're right.
And I'm really going to anger people right now. Nick Chubb is still unsigned. We are at April 3rd. Free agency is 3 weeks old, and Nick Chubb is unsigned.
But that makes sense, though. Like last year,
I understand it makes sense. But for all the folks that were like, they absolutely have to bring back Nick Chubb. He is entirely too valuable.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Be a virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Viable. And look, I love Nick Chubb. I have tremendous respect for him.
Oh yeah,
I love him as a player. He's I don't think the same player anymore. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you can be upset that the Browns haven't brought back Nick Chubb right now. But guess what? Nobody else has tried to sign him either right now. Okay, it's April 3rd, and he's still available. There's a reason for that. So. Again, as much as I love Nick and as much as I respect him, that's the reality of the situation that you're in right now. Look at whether it's Carson Wentz or Teddy Bridgewater or any of the other quarterbacks that are still hanging out there. Guess what? There's a reason they're still out there. Okay? And it goes back to what I've had GMs tell me over the years. Daryl, you got to remember, if a player is available, you have to understand why they're available. And then it becomes an exercise of, can you live with the reasons why said player is available? Whether that's they're available via trade, whether it's they're available via free agency, okay? Or they're available via the waiver wire. And if you're okay with it, great. But when players become available, there are reasons behind it. Now, some of those reasons are just business of football. Economics has nothing to do with their performance. It has nothing to do with how they are off the field or in the locker room. It's just the basic economics of the game. It happens, right?
We've made some poor decisions along the way, and now this is the repercussion of those poor decisions.
Some of it's their problem children.
Yep.
Some
of it is we've misused you. You don't fit the scheme that we're in. You're not doing what we want to. Like Zach Baum is the perfect example. The inside linebacker who then went to Philly and found himself and now got paid for it because he was a free agent and fit that system perfectly what they wanted to do.
I kind of feel like that's what Andrew Berry's doing with the kid they signed from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily live up to, in some people's eyes, the billing of being a first-round pick. Browns get him. Now maybe you find a little something here, and he blossoms into a really good football player.
Maybe the language that Jim Schwartz and the defensive line coach and a linebacker coach will speak to him is a language that will help him out.
Yeah. Similar to Kenny Atkinson with the Cavaliers. The language that Kenny Atkinson speaks, and after last night's game, I was asking guys, hey, what is it about? Because you know darn well that Kenny got into guys at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just an awful first half performance. They were down 15 in the second quarter. They made a little run toward the end of the second quarter there to tighten things up. Open the third quarter, though, all of a sudden they learned to play defense again. 18-8 run. They ended up basically running the Knicks off the floor there in the second half, outscoring them 71-45. You win 124-105, your magic number's down to 2. But whatever it was that Kenny Atkinson said, whatever those magic words were, even if they had to be beeped out, I don't know if he denies any water bottles were involved in the halftime conversation, but when you watch this Cavs team, they respond to Kenny. Right. And the consensus from a lot of the guys that I asked the question to last night was, well, when Kenny doesn't get mad often, but when he gets mad, he's really mad.
You listen.
He's not faking it.
Correct. And you could see it because you watch that game in the first half, and if you go back and see it, they're not communicating screens. They're not communicating switches on the defensive end. You could tell because you had two guys going one direction and then somebody standing wide open in the corner.
Right.
Like all of those little things in between that you don't need the keenest basketball sense to pick up, but you could tell that it was getting a little lazy. It was getting a little lackadaisical, and we're doing this at 80% instead of the 100% that we need to be at.
Yeah, and a positive for Cavs fan, even with maybe a little bump in the road here, Darius Garland was 8 for 15 from the floor. 1 for 4 from 3, but overall, and this is the quote from Kenny Atkinson last night. I feel like he's starting to get his groove again.
He did such a good job in that game finding those Darius Garland mid-range jumper pockets. And it wasn't just the floater or anything like that, but it was going for the 18-footer at the elbow. It was finding those little areas where he's bobbing and weaving and then gets himself a little bit of space and goes up with that jumper and hitting those floaters around the way. It was really nice to see from Darius Garland.
Yeah, so that is a positive there for the Cavaliers again. Magic numbers down to 2. Thank you, Boston Celtics, for losing to the Miami Heat. We're almost out of here. Time to put a bow on the show. Coming your way next, Daryl Ryder, Dan Manigan, in for Baskin and Phelps. Till 2 on The Fan.